We celebrate today the feast of the other great Saint Anthony. Usually when we hear the name Saint Anthony, we think of Saint Anthony of Padua, which is not bad, of course, but this Saint Anthony is recognized by the Universal Church and referred to as the father of all monks. This is Abbot Anthony, who really divested himself of great wealth at the age of 20, went into the desert in Egypt, and through a life of solitude, really purified himself and strengthened his relationship with God, and because of his example, drew so many others to his way of life that he actually created monasteries and a rule for them. And our own Saint Benedict acknowledges that he learned a great deal from Saint Anthony and incorporated quite a bit into his own Benedictine rule for his monks. And so this saint is a tremendous saint in the history of the church, and we see the enduring good effects and good fruit of his life of solitude, but also as religious are supposed to exemplify for all of us, that harmony between contemplation or the personal dimension of our spiritual relationship with God, but also the life of good works, that outward expression, the fruit of contemplation. All of us are called to that in our own vocations, to strengthen our personal relationship with God so that our thoughts, words, and actions are the fruit of that relationship.